complete devastation. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. This week's deadly tornadoes that ripped through Dyer and Gibson counties will long be remembered as one of the worst disasters to ever hit this part of the state. And while the loss of human life has been the ultimate tragedy, there were several farmers that lost livestock, equipment, fences, and much more. Cattle and row crop producer Ted Johnson says he lost at least 16 head of cattle.
This storm picked them up, at least part of them up, and strode them. They wound up on the interstate, I-155, there's just south of the New Bern exit. Those cattle were put to sleep, if they weren't already dead. That was 10 head. The rest of the cattle were strewn, blown, and just otherwise disoriented.
Johnson says he'll probably have to put down a few more of his cattle because of various injuries suffered during the storm. UT Extension agent Clint Bain, who's been helping farmers like Johnson round up their livestock and assess the damage, says words just won't describe the devastation.
This is the most devastating thing I've ever seen in my life. And as you ride through either of these roads, Enix Road, Cobb Road, or in the Millsfield community, it gives you an eerie feeling and a definitely cringe, and makes you cringe just a little bit knowing that something is this powerful that can devastate our life so quickly and have such an impact on everyone in the community.
Now, Bain says they're still trying to assess the damages to the ag community, but it could take much more time because of the widespread destruction.
I mean, it's hard to do because you've got miles and miles of fences that have been torn down. You've also had ag structures such as buildings with equipment in it that have been torn down. We're looking at a total loss of over $1 million to the agriculture community here, if not more, and it could double.
A devastating storm in West Tennessee. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.